Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we are live at Second Harvest Heartland. I feel like I'm home here. It's so great to be here for Let's Kick Hunger Day. Jason DeRussia, Drive Time with DeRussia. I am going to give you this phone number so many times because we have an incredible group of employees here at Second Harvest Heartland. We have CCO radio team members, some folks from Lando Lakes who are giving their afternoon because they care so much to make sure our neighbors don't have to make that impossible choice at the end of every month. Do I buy shoes that fit my growing 7-year-old or do I buy a healthy meal? You can make a difference for our friends and neighbors by making that phone call right now. The CenturyLink phone bank is 952-886-HERO. And I know if you're under the age of 30, you're like, Hero, how do I dial a letter? I don't know what we're telling people to do. So you see, if you look at your phone, there are letters that go with the number. It's 952-886-4376. You can donate online as well if you go to WCCORadio.com. If you're on your phone or on your laptop, there's a link right at the top of the page that says donate. So you click that link and off you go to help Second Harvest Heartland. Dan Cook is here with us at Second Harvest. I say, Dan, that this feels like home for me, and you have had trouble getting my attention today.
Yeah, I mean, it's like everybody in the building has to come spend their time with Jason DeRussia, which is great, except, you know, we have a radio show we need to do.
Well, so it's because I am so fortunate to be on the board of directors here at Second Harvest.
You're kind of a big deal. Just you can say it. That's fine.
I am a 0% big deal compared to the people who are doing the real work out here. It is one of those circumstances, and it's why WCCO Radio is so happy to be a part of this today, because we are nothing in the scheme of this other than a vessel to tell the stories of other people who are doing amazing work.
Right. Yeah, no, it's an amazing thing to be here in this new building. It's actually the first time in all the years we've done Second Harvest Heartland and Let's Kick Hunger Day, this is the first time I've been in this building. And I've been in other buildings, and I've seen, you know, just the amazing amount of food that they're able to bring in and then distribute. But to be here at this facility, it's just crazy. It's such an amazing job that they do here, and it's such an important day for us every year as we come in and do this good work.
Second Harvest Heartland is sort of like the heartbeat, the heart of the Hunger Relief Network all throughout Minnesota, western Wisconsin. You may interact, or your neighbors, or I'll guarantee someone you know has been to one of the food shelves all throughout the area. Second Harvest is really the innovator. They're the ones who are gathering the food, figuring out the most efficient and effective way to get the most food directly to people who need it. And it's taking in donations from corporations. It's going out there and taking in food from the government programs. But it's all designed to leverage this expertise in this building, right in our own community, to make sure then the food that goes out is nutritious, it's balanced, and it's culturally sensitive, too, as we're feeding people and meeting them where they're at.
This is one of those things when it comes to hunger, it's one of those problems that we have that we really, really shouldn't. because there is enough food. There's absolutely enough food
there
to feed everybody.
Food.
It's about making sure that the food we have gets to where it needs to be, and that's what Second Harvest Heartland really does. So when you call 952-886-4376, that's what you're supporting. That's what you're helping. You're helping end a problem that absolutely can be ended.
We've got a 3-to-1 match right now. So your $1 becomes $4. So a three-time match, and it's thanks to Lindis Construction. They've been such – these three partners have been so critical to the Let's Kick Hunger Day mission. Lindis Construction, we're so grateful for them. Lando Lakes, an incredible partner of this day and also a huge partner for Second Harvest Heartland. And Compeer Financial. Because it takes these individual donations. I think COVID did a lot to help – many of us understand that the problem of hunger, you know, it's different from those commercials we remember on TV in the 80s and 90s. It is our neighbors making tough choices, impossible choices. Do I refill a prescription or do I buy fresh produce? That's what hunger is in our community. And we're all closer to that, I think, than we like to think. COVID brought that home, and one silver lining of that really challenging period has been the fact that I really believe that our listeners, our neighbors understand that hunger is a critical issue in this community, and we can do something about it. We have the power to not only feed people who are hungry, but then take that next step and figure out, how do we make this not a problem? How do we're talking about kicking hunger today, and that's a two-pronged approach, right? It's solving the today issue, which is getting people food for their families, and then thinking big, and that's happening in this building, and that's happening all throughout our state with people who are doing the work. You can help Second Harvest Heartland in their mission. 952-886-HERO. And today, over the next couple hours, we're really going to tell the stories of how Second Harvest Heartland is innovating, how they're leveraging partnerships, how they're tracking progress to make sure that every dollar you spent is treated. Well, we treat your money, and I say we because I'm on the board, but we treat your money like you treat your money. The system's in place to make sure, like you wouldn't believe, the different layers of auditing and safeguards, because we are so grateful for every single dollar that someone gives, that we want to make sure that dollar is being used the right way.
Right, and the difference being, however, that if you know, the general public goes to the grocery store and buys groceries and packs them up and tries to give them to folks that are in need, that's great.
Yes.
But what Second Harvest Heartland can do with that same amount of money usually doubles, if not triples, the amount of food that can go out to people. That's the brilliance of what goes on here, is their ability, like you said, to leverage partnerships and to collect food for very, very cheap and be able to get that out to people in its freshest form is unmatched. And that's why it's so important.
Exactly.
If you're looking, you know, where's the most effective use of my money? Here you go, folks.
toharvest.org/kickhunger, or just go to WCCORadio.com, click on that Donate Now link, or give us a call, 952-886-4376. We have some, let me tell you, one of the great ways that people can get connected to this mission is by coming here to Second Harvest in Brooklyn Park and packing food. I know a lot of you out there have been here doing that. My 17-year-old was here once a week all summer long. We've been out here packing as a family. We've been here packing as a WCCO radio family. And right now, the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves and a number of execs and players are behind us taking some of this fresh produce. I wonder what they're packing. I will go find out what they're packing. I hope it's not onions. I have packed onions before, and those onions get juicy.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
They get juicy.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good. It's not good. Well, it's important, right?
It is important.
But I'm always happier when I'm packing apples or potatoes. I'll tell you that much. 952-886-4376. So many great guests. Kyle Rudolph is going to join us in just a couple of minutes here on News Talk 830. He'll share his passion for fighting hunger. So that'll be a good conversation with Kyle. We will talk with the head coach of the Timberwolves, Chris Finch. He's also on the board here at Second Harvest Heartland, and he's in there right now doing some great work and some great team building. So lots of great information coming your way. But I'm going to be honest, we want your money. We want you to make that call, 952-886-4376. Lots more to come on Let's Kick Hunger Day here from News Talk 830 WCCO. 952-886-4376. That's the number to call to make a difference in the lives of our friends and neighbors. It is the Let's Kick Hunger Day here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We're in the middle of a 3-1 match. So your $10 donation becomes $40. Thanks to Lindis Construction, Lando Lakes, Compere Financial, they are all ponying up the money to make your donation go farther today. So we're so grateful for their support as we are working so hard here at Second Harvest Heartland to kick the problem of hunger. It starts with you. It starts with a dollar, and your money can provide three meals. $1 allows Second Harvest Heartland to distribute three meals to your neighbors. CenturyLink Phone Bank, the number is 952-886-4376. You can give online as well, WCCORadio.com. Just click on Donate. That'll take you to harvest.org. /kick hunger. So that's what we're doing here today. Right now, members of the Timberwolves and the coaching staff are back in the distribution center here doing some packing, some volunteer work. Every time I come out here, I just love the fact. And for those of you who haven't been here, the way it works is there are these sort of just these giant bins of potatoes or apples or onions or whatever the case may be, and you take those as a volunteer and separate those massive bins into like 40-pound bags. And it's an incredible way. I always ask people, I'm like, why are you here? What is it? What do you get out of this? What do you enjoy? And for some people, it's team building, where you're coming with coworkers or friends, or a church group, or a sports team. For some people, it's a way to physically connect with this issue, which I think is so interesting. A lot of us proudly donate money to Second Harvest Heartland, but when you come and break down something that came in from the farm into a 40-pound bag that's going to go to one of the 400-plus food banks all around our region, 423 food shelves are serviced by the great people here at Second Harvest Heartland. It's more than 1,000 different hunger relief programs all throughout the system. There's something about touching it. There's something about grabbing that pile of potatoes and putting it into a bag that connects you with the fact that this is a real issue and that real work is happening. It's not just money being pushed around. It is real work connecting food in the field, food from some of our great companies here in the area. I mean, you think about the food companies we have in the Twin Cities and all of the work they do to help Second Harvest Heartland with the mission here. And then ultimately it's people, right? It's getting that food to the people who need it. And Second Harvest Heartland has been an innovator nationwide. People come here to look at this facility, to learn how Second Harvest has been able to marshal these different resources. I mean, if you come here, what this looks like, I think a lot of people are surprised by the size of it, Dan.
Yeah.
This is like, and you know, we have used to be Super Value. It's now UNFI. Right off of Highway 169 in Hopkins. And you see that big warehouse, and you're like, whoa, this is a massive distribution center for grocery stores all over the country. This is that. It's a massive distribution center for all of these food shelves throughout the area. There are great logistics experts in here. There are computer wizards who are figuring out, all right, how do we make sure, how do we let the local food bank place an order for what they need in their community? It might be different. Some people might need more grains or might need more canned tomatoes or whatever the case might be. And all of that is happening here. So to me, the innovation is exciting to see. The size of it, while impressive, also reminds you how big the problem is, Dan.
Yeah, you alluded to it earlier, and I think it's a great point that, you know, it's not, this isn't a matter of 6 degrees of separation. You know somebody in your life, and you may not know it, but you know somebody in your life that's struggling to make ends meet, and that that kind of comes down, like you said, at the end of the month to paying the food bill and trying to figure out, you know, am I going to pay the electric bill? Or am I going to pay, you know, to make sure that my kids have decent, you know, meals? And that's where places like our local food shelves that are supplied directly by Second Harvest Heartland are critical to all of our communities. And while maybe you don't have a ton of money to give, boy, we'll take whatever you've got. $5 is a great donation. We'll take it all day long. $5 becomes $15 with the 3-to-1 match from Lindus Construction, Land O'Lakes, and Compeer Financial. So call right now, 952-886-4376, and you can be part of that. We'll take whatever you've got. But if all you've got is time, and we all have time, if we make a point of it, we all have the ability to donate some of our time and come and pack stuff as well.
Let's bring in Kyle Rudolph, who joins us live on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Kyle, it's so good to talk to you on this Let's Kick Hunger Day.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me on.
You know, Kyle, and I'm going to ask you a Tom Brady question in just a second. But you and your wife and your family have been so committed to fighting hunger from your days here as a Minnesota Viking player. Tell me why the issue of hunger resonates for you and your family.
'Cause it's something that we shouldn't have in this country. It's something that living in the country that we live in, all it takes is time and money, and those are things that we have in this country to solve the problem if we just focus on it and make an effort. I think the biggest thing with hunger and food insecurity is that most people don't realize that it's right in your own backyard, and we have the resources to fix it. I mean, there's all kinds of causes that we spend our time and effort working towards, just hoping one day we'll get there. But with this, it's easily solvable. We see it right in front of us, and we have what we need to fix it.
Kyle Rudolph joining us, a Tampa Bay Bucks, a player, former Minnesota Viking. You and Jordan, when you were here, donated, oh gosh, probably certainly more than 100,000 meals to Second Harvest Heartland over your career. It's a special place in the work they do, I think. I mean, to me, I'm blown away by the work they do here, getting food out to people all over Minnesota and Wisconsin. It's pretty impressive stuff.
It is incredible. And, you know, you mentioned my wife, Jordan, and I, we've been fortunate enough to work with Second Harvest in the past. And, you know, we continue to work with them and support them because of the incredible work that they do, not just in the Twin Cities, but you said it, in the whole state of Minnesota and over into Wisconsin as well. And, you know, for them to be able to, whether it's a family that just needs help making ends meet that week, or, you know, maybe a different family that needs help more often, or a family that's just popping in for a meal here or there, they're always there for our community and, you know, the rest of the state and over into Wisconsin as well.
All right. Tell me your thoughts. Tom Brady sharing that he's retiring again. But you really got the chance to work with him up close. What did he mean to you as a fellow player and as a really one of the greatest football players of all time?
I mean, he meant a lot to me. He was essentially the reason why I was down here in Tampa. And, you know, he was someone that throughout the entire course of the year, you know, obviously everyone knows things didn't go the way I wanted for me personally or for us as a team, the way anyone thought they were going to go this year. But yet, day in and day out, he not only was he someone that I could watch and observe and see the way he does things, because, I mean, he's undoubtedly the greatest that's ever done it, and someone that has had just as much success on the second half of his career as he did on the first half. So for me, you know, being able to watch and learn from him, you know, even at this stage in my career was incredible. But the biggest thing was, you know, the friendship, getting to know Tom as a person. And then also the support. You know, he was there for me day in and day out, you know, telling me to keep doing what I'm doing, keep encouraging me. You know, he knew things weren't going the way that I wanted them to go, and I wanted to be out there. And he was always there for me. And, you know, that's something that I'll be forever indebted to him for. And, you know, it made me a better football player at the end of the day.
You caught the last regular season touchdown from Tom Brady. So that's a nice little it's a nice little story you'll be able to tell the grandkids someday.
Absolutely. And it just happened to be my 50th career regular season touchdown. So our equipment managers, of course, I kept the ball. It could have been my 10th. It could have been my 10th touchdown, and it was my first from Tom. So I was keeping that ball. They weren't getting that one from me. Yeah. But obviously with the news yesterday, I still hadn't received the ball back, you know, from getting painted up. And I was a little worried that that ball might not find its way back to my locker anymore. But sure enough, I went in this morning and it was there. I might have to take it back to the painter to get it edited a little bit. But it's, you know, it's a memory that I'll certainly have for the rest of my life. And like I said, it was just an honor and a privilege for me to have the opportunity to spend this year with Tom and get to observe him as a player and as a person, and get to be around him on a daily basis.
Kyle Rudolph joining us on Let's Kick Hunger Day. The number is 952-886-4376. 952-886-HERO, or you can go to WCCORadio.com, click on donate. What's ahead for you, Kyle? Here in Minnesota, you are beloved. I think it's mostly because people love Jordan, but you're a close second. What's up for you and the family in the off season?
So we're still down here in Florida. The kids are going to finish up the school year down here before we come back home to Minnesota. And you know, for me, I'm not sure what the future holds at this point. You know, it's something that we'll have to decide on as a family. But in the near future, you know, I'm fortunate to have unbelievable opportunities like this to bring awareness to Second Harvest Heartland, you know, working on other initiatives to raise money for charity. You know, right now we're doing a partnership with All True and the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, and the Minnesota Vikings nominee, Adam Thielen. I'd be remiss not to acknowledge the great work that he and his wife Caitlin do in the Twin Cities community. And this is the first opportunity that fan bases have a chance to donate directly to the players' charity. And you can win a really cool prize as well. So I strongly encourage everyone to go to alltroo.com/Thielen. And check it out. It's just something really cool that we're doing for all the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominees. Obviously, I'm familiar with the award. It's an award that I've been fortunate enough to be associated with. And, you know, it's stuff like this, you know, just the charity work in the Twin Cities communities, what will always tie us to that community, no matter where we're spending the school year or who we're playing for.
Very cool. Yeah, and that donation goes to the Thielen Foundation. Such a great, another great couple and great, great leaders in the community. Kyle, we appreciate you. We know you're busy, and it's so meaningful that you took the time to help kick hunger in our community. So thank you for that.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Always, it's great to talk to you guys.
Appreciate it. Kyle Rudolph on Drive Time with DeRussia. Let's Kick Hunger Day continues live coverage from Brooklyn Park, Second Harvest Heartland. I'm Jason DeRussia, along with Dan Cook. Drive Time with DeRussia here. So happy to be telling the story of Second Harvest Heartland, but we need you to do your part. We need you to step up, because the only way we're going to kick hunger is if we do it all together. We need everyone's assistance here. It takes corporate sponsors like our 3-to-1 match team For this hour, Lindus Construction, Lando Lakes, Compeer Financial. We just heard from Jace, the CEO there. We appreciate their support. But it takes you to just step up and say you care. That's what your donation says to me. It says you care about your community, and you care about making sure that no family has to go hungry tonight. 952-886-4376. 952-886-HERO, because we're asking you to be the hunger hero today. Already a tremendous response from those of you who've been listening. We're starting with Vanita, and then Jordana, and then Adam. And we are so grateful, but we have more work to do, and we're going to do it together. WCCORadio.com, you can click on the donate link. And you can do it that way as well, or call a whole room full of volunteers ready to take your call at 952-886-4376. So your donation activates that match that is just sitting there waiting for you to call with $20, $50, $100. $100 means 300 meals. Think about that. What a difference you can make with just a $100 donation. Then we multiply it time. So your $100 is 400 meals is the way we do that. 952-886-4376. We will take a break here on Drive Time. Come back with one of my absolute heroes in the world of food and in the world of philanthropy, Sue Zelickson. She joins us next on Let's Kick Hunger Day here on Newstalk A3O WCCO. Let's Kick Hunger Day live from Second Harvest Heartland. We are right in the center of all the action where all of the food starts its journey out to more than 400 food banks, more than 1,000 hunger relief programs all throughout Minnesota and western Wisconsin. Jason DeRussia here on Drive Time with DeRussia. So glad to talk to my friend Sue Zelickson, who's taking some time to talk about her passion for hunger. Sue, it's great to talk to you on Let's Kick Hunger Day.
What a fabulous time to talk to you about both of our passions, food.
Yes, exactly.
Second Harvest has been bringing food to the needy for, as long as I can remember, before I was born, I think. Anyway, that's a long time ago. And I'm just thrilled to be able to help and tell everybody how important this is, because CCO for the last 14 years has done Let's Kick Hunger. And I was talking to Wayne Piscrossi last week, and he was saying that the very first year, I think, with Nick and Selma, when he was the head of CCO, we raised over $400,000.
Yeah. It's tremendous. Yeah. It's tremendous. And we need people to call in the CenturyLink phone bank. 952-886-4376 is the number. 952-886-HERO. You can give online, too, at WCCORadio.com. Click on Donate Now. But we'd love to have those phones lighten up, because we have great volunteers here spending some time, Sue. And you've been involved in Second Harvest Heartland so long. For someone like you and like me, as we're around food, chefs, innovators, the idea that we have people in our community that are facing tough choices when it comes to buying food, it just breaks your heart, doesn't it?
It does, and it's getting worse instead of better. I mean, the facts are just awful. Well, the price of groceries have gone so high. Over the past year, the grocery prices have soared like 13%, and some the products like flour and eggs and butter is even more, like 20%. I mean, we can't keep up. Even if you've got a good job, it's hard. So you think of the people that don't have the needs to get the means and the need. They have the need, but not the means to get food. And when I was seeing the statistics that Elizabeth Cooper sent me from Second Harvest, it is astounding when you think how many people are without meals. And so if you can give anything, it will help. $1 can give 3 meals, or 30 meals, I think it was. And because Second Harvest gets all the food donated or at a good price, so they can give it out.
Yeah. Yeah. 952-886-4376 is the number. Sue, we're going to give a total in 1 minute. There's like a dramatic drum roll. It's going to be really exciting. So we don't want to give the number until the Sue Zelixon effect happens. Sue is telling you to call. You cannot disappoint Sue.
In fact, I went online while I was waiting for you to call me, and I donated, and you can do it online or call the station or call the number. It's not the station. Call the number where you're at, Second Harvest. And is Allison O'Toole, the director, right with you there?
She's here. She's the best. Allie's here, and Chris Finch from the Timberwolves. So we got the whole crew out here trying to make a difference.
All the heavies out there helping you. Well, you've done a great job, Jason, and I'm so proud that you're on the board of Second Harvest now and helping even more, because nobody loves food more than you do.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue. We love you. Thank you for your help today. 952-886-HERO. We'll give that number, that total, in just a minute here on CCO. It is Jason DeRusha live at Second Harvest Heartland in Brooklyn Park, and we need your help. We need your help to fight hunger, to kick hunger in the Twin Cities. The number is 952-886-HERO. 952-886-4376. You've heard from Kyle Rudolph. You've heard from Sue Zelixon. Go online if you'd like, WCCORadio.com. Click on the Donate Now button. But before we get to CBS News, we want to update you with our latest fundraising total. We have a new total in. And so far today, WCCO Radio listeners and supporters have raised $361,666. Very nice. So keep the phones ringing, 952-886-4376. Lots more to come, including Timberwolves head coach Chris Finch after CBS News.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.